cervical spine MRI on Vadi Rosado Dorales, dated 11/15/2022. Period. This is a biplanar study of diagnostic quality, period. Sagittal and axial images were available for review, period. The paragraph, the osseous structures of the cervical spine are normal, period. Paragraph, at C2-3, the disc space is normal. Paragraph C, there's no neural impingement or foraminal narrowing, period. The canal the pico sac is normal, period. Paragraph C3-4, normal disc, normal neural foramina, normal spinal canal. Paragraph C4-5, normal disc, normal neural foramina, normal spinal canal. Paragraph C5-6, mild disc bulge centrally with no neural foramina narrowing. There's no canal, central canal stenosis or apical impingement, period. C6-7, normal disc, period. No neuroforaminal narrowing or canal stenosis, period. Paragraph impression, mild disc bulge at a C5-6 level without any neuroforaminal narrowing or canal stenosis. Osseous structures of the C-spine are normal, period. Next study is a lumbar spine MRI dated 11/15/2022. This is a biplanar study of diagnostic quality, period. Sagittal and axial images were available for review, period. L1-2 normal discs. Correction, the osseous structures of this lumbar spine are normal, period. The paragraph L1, L2, normal disc, period. The neural foramina and canal are normal, period. L2-3, normal disc, no neural foraminal narrowing or canal stenosis. L3-4, normal disc, normal neural foramina and normal central canal, period. L4-5, normal disc, period. The neural foramina and canal are normal, period. L5-S1, paragraph L5-S1, mild disc bulge without neuroforaminal encroachment or canal stenosis, period. The visualized facet joints appear normal, period. The conus ends at L1, period. Paragraph impression, essentially normal study of the lumbar spine with a mild disc bulge at L5-S1, period. Paragraph, next study, left shoulder, dated 9/14/2022, period. This is a multiplanar, multi-sequence study of diagnostic quality, period. The osseous structures of the left shoulder are normal, period. There's a small subchondral cyst at the greater tuberosity, near the insertion of the infraspinatus. Period. Paragraph. Rotator cuff. The supraspinatus demonstrates tendinosis without frank tearing. Period. The infraspinatus is normal. The teres minor appears normal. Period. The subscapularis tendon appears normal without tear. Period. Paragraph. The biceps tendon is normal without tenosynovitis within the groove. Period. The articular cartilage, the glenoid, and the humerus are normal. Period. The superior labrum demonstrates normal attachment to the superior glenoid tubercle. Period. The anterior labrum is normal. The posterior labrum is normal. Period. Paragraph. The AC joint demonstrates normal morphology without any inflammation or degenerative changes. Period. Paragraph. Impression. Tendinosis of the supraspinatus with a small subchondral cyst near the insertion of the infraspinatus, otherwise normal MRI. Period. Paragraph. Next study is a MRI of the left hand. This is a correction. The date is 8/31/2022. This is a multiplanar multi-sequence study of diagnostic quality. Period. There is a marker placed over the third metacarpal. Period. Paragraph. The osseous structures appear normal. Period. The distal phalanx of the fifth digit demonstrates diffuse increased signal, including increased signal consistent with inflammation. Period. There are no overt tears of the extensor tendons or flexor tendons. Period. Paragraph. Impression. Left fifth digit increased signal within the left correction within the distal phalanx of the fifth digit. No fractures or tendon injuries noted. Period.